Bloomberg Brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And the Bloomberg Brief is brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. Well, the Milken Conference is in full swing in California. It's where some of the biggest minds in finance are meeting and speaking, among them some notable hedge fund managers. And here to brief us is Bloomberg Brief hedge fund reporter Hema Parmar. Good morning, Hema. So what has the talk been from the hedge fund side?
So on the hedge fund point of view, hedge fund fees were one of the hot topics. The CIO of CalSTRS, California State Teachers Retirement Systems, said that the 2-and-20 fee model is broken, that it's essentially off the table for large institutional investors. Nowadays, these big investors like CalSTRS are really pushing to negotiate for lower management and incentive fees. Hutchin Hill Capital's Neil Criss said investors will pull out of funds that aren't giving the kind of returns that would justify these high fees. Now, these comments, they do follow Warren Buffett, who at his annual meeting last weekend said investors are really better off using some low-cost funds, ditching the high-fee model.
I'm sure they weren't happy about that.
No, I'm sure they weren't. And Lowe's CEO said that they've been cutting their hedge fund investments over the past year and a half, partly due to crowding in a lot of the spaces too. So it's worth keeping in mind that when you look at both performance and client redemptions, hedge funds are having the worst start to a year since 2009. So given that, investors aren't too keen on paying these fees when some funds may be losing money.
Now, there was an interesting status report on the energy sector as well.
Yeah. So Steven Tannenbaum, he's from Golden Tree Asset Management, he spoke about so-called fallen angels. Now, those are companies who've been downgraded to junk from investment grade. He says these fallen angels currently account for about $85 billion in downgrades, but by the end of the year, that will be closer to $200 billion. So that's providing this opportunity set for people looking to invest in these distressed assets. The majority of this distressed space will be looking at the energy side of things, energy companies who are struggling amid low energy prices and lack of access to financing in this environment. So Golden Tree does like fallen angels, these sorts of companies that are fairly large, have world-class assets, and can issue both equity and debt. So an example of that would be Anadarko Petroleum, which is one of the companies that they've invested in.
Mm-hmm. Now, so that's what's been going on at Milken. Speaking of energy, though, you have a story coming out today on distressed funds and their outlook for the energy sector.
Yes. So I spoke to a number of distressed debt funds, and the view among some of them is that bankruptcies in the energy space are really set to spike upward. When you're looking at small and mid-cap E&P companies, they are running the risk of missing interest payments or other loan obligations, says one of the managers we spoke to. Another one pointed to the prolific amounts of debt that some of these E&P companies have taken on and suspects that, you know, they won't be able to pay that off in time. So some of these distressed funds are really boosting their energy allocations. One has doubled them. Another one has bumped it up to 30% of their portfolio from 12%. Looking to capitalize on some of these, again, distressed energy companies. 14 of the 36 bankruptcies that we have seen so far this year have been in energy companies. And those are companies that have liabilities of more than $100 million. So, interesting to see how that plays out.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Let me move you along to whether these managers think it's a good time to get involved in energy, or is it still too early?
Some do say it is still too early, that even though the pain is pretty bad right now, it's not bad enough. Things are going to get worse. One manager is waiting for another sell-off in the high-yield market, or waiting for oil prices to fall below $30 a barrel. That's when he says, you know, that's when you'll see the capitulation in the sector.
Hema Parmar is Bloomberg Brief editor, and you can read her analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com, or for terminal customers, just use the function Brief Go.